The U.S. gets support from another NATO ally. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Amid all the concern a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine will lead to an invasion, Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, Slovakia is close to signing a defense treaty with the U.S. after lawmakers in the country, which borders Ukraine, narrowly approved the plan. The debate in Parliament was stormy, with some lawmakers booing and blowing whistles. Two of them got into a scuffle. Slovakia is a NATO ally, and its government says the treaty will make the country safer, allowing the US to use two air force bases. Opponents argue it compromises Slovakia's sovereignty and may provoke Russia. Dave?
Simon, the Senate's considering sanctions on Russia if it invades, something President Biden has vowed to put in place, as Congress also deals with another potential government shutdown.
The House has passed a measure to keep the federal government funded for another month. Most Democrats supported it. Only one in four Republicans backed it. The spending plan moves on to the Senate, which is expected to take it on before current funding runs out February 18th.
Fox's Jill Nato. Two Democratic senators up for re-election, Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan, are proposing suspending the federal gas tax? That would save us 18 cents a gallon, though it's unclear how many other lawmakers would agree to it. Gas has surged 16 cents since a month ago to $3.47 a gallon, according to AAA. In Virginia,
God did not intend for us to walk around with a diaper on our face.
The thought of spending one more hour in a mask made me sick. Sick because I can't breathe.
Students and parents spoke out against masks again last night at the Loudoun County School Board as it defies Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's order letting kids opting out wearing them. Virginia's legislators expected to approve a bill with some Democrats supporting it that would make the school mask opt out a law, while the governors of Illinois and New York are expected to announce a lifting of mask mandates, joining other Democrat-led states. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The record Omicron COVID wave is waning. The World Health Organization reports a 17% drop in cases globally. Infections have fallen 3 weeks in a row in the U.S., but deaths keep rising, up five straight weeks, with another 3,200 plus reported yesterday. Some patients are still having a hard time recovering.
Maria Bailey's bout with COVID-19 landed her in the emergency room, but it's the effects of the virus that she's still dealing with more than a year later.
I have a very low energy level now. If I get up and walk down the hallway, my heart rate can spike.
Bailey is what is known as a COVID long hauler. The University of Utah opened a comprehensive COVID-19 clinic back in July. Dr. Jeanette Brown, the director of the clinic, says they've seen between 500 and 600 patients 4 days a week since opening up.
Some of our original long haulers are now getting Omicron. We don't know how that will affect them.
She says studies are showing most long COVID patients have ranged in age from their 20s up into their 50s, and most are women.
Chris Arnold with Fox 13, Salt Lake City. There's an update on the Missouri couple that became infamous during the racial protests following George Floyd's 2020 death, waving guns at protesters near their home.
The Missouri Supreme Court has put a one-year probationary period on Mark and Patricia McCloskey practicing law. Any violations over that time in their law licenses will be suspended. A state attorney oversight agency had asked the state's high court to discipline the McCloskeys. The couple pleaded guilty to misdemeanors stemming from the June 2020 encounter with George Floyd protesters. Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parson later pardoned the McCloskeys. Mark McCloskey, who is running for the Senate, says the effort to discipline him is about partisan politics. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are surging, suggesting a second day in a row of big gains. At the Olympics, Team USA won its first gold. Lindsay Jacob Ellis got it in snowboard cross. Colby Stevenson took silver in free ski big air. The Americans now have 7 medals in Beijing. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.